We have a next question from Mr. Subramaniam from TCS Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Sir, good evening, Mr. Handa. This is Bala Subramaniam from TCS Securities.
Bala, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Can you just share with us if you have any details about your contract with Aurobindo Pharma, where Pfizer US has taken over something like about 40 drugs and injectables to be marketed worldwide?
There are two types of agreements Pfizer has done globally.
Yeah.
One is with Aurobindo and the other with Gladis.
Right.
And these are for the established group of Pfizer. These are for global markets.
Okay.
And that's all I can share with you.
Okay. So Pfizer India per se doesn't play a major role in...
So these are direct contracts with these companies. So Pfizer Limited or India does not play a role. But we have an opportunity to, source these products also from these companies.
Okay. So one more question regarding the clinical research aspect. As of now, India also has a lot of CROs. I mean, this may not be particularly referring to Pfizer. Do you see, the research flowing down to India from some of the major innovative drug companies like Pfizer and all, to third-party CROs?
I recently made a presentation to the Conclave, Life Science Conclave in Delhi, and was looking at the emerging market opportunity, and I brought it out there. You know, the share of clinical research is very low compared to other countries in the Asia.
True.
And we are not growing also. And therefore, inherently, there is some problem there in terms of attracting investment in this area. There are regulatory challenges there. Phase one is not yet allowed. There are challenges on data exclusivity. There are challenges on patent. And there is also a bigger challenge on the strong domestic market, the uncertainty of pricing in domestic market. Mm-hmm. I think we have to do a lot in this area to attract larger investments. And the countries like Korea and other Singapore, China, they were far behind us, have really gone ahead. So it has to do more with creating the right environment to attract this. It is in this area that we need to really work very closely with the government.
Okay, is the Director General of DCGI likely to come out with any new regulations, set of rules and regulations for in this arena soon?
Well, they did came out with a good regulation on counterfeit.
Right.
Which has been now approved by the cabinet and become a law. The clinical research is one area that we are looking at. Patent linkages are the other areas that we are looking at.
Okay.
But the data exclusivity is one. But I think with the DCGI is the approval for phase one.
Mm.
That will pave way for more activities in clinical research and then issuing clinical research new guidelines.
Right.
Because so they are working on these. This is a very important, we need to have proper guidelines, proper protocols, and as the growth phase takes place, capacity building is one area. And I think we have done a lot in Pfizer, building capacities in clinical research areas, building capability in clinical areas. And we have set up now recently four preferred research centers in different part of this country.
Okay.
A lot of training for investigators in this area. So we have been working very hard in ensuring that there is enough capability to take up the research work as and when it comes. We're launching a new thing, what is known as a speaking book. So this is another new initiative we are taking. So these are we have been working very hard to influence the environment in this area. Hopefully it works.
Yeah, thank you very much, Nishan.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dowlat Capital. Mr. Shah, please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, and good afternoon, Cables. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, thanks,
Bhavin. Great. Sir, I just joined in the call later. I don't know if the questions are repetitive, but I wanted to know about the new product launches that are anticipated during the next year now, or maybe in this next quarter, perhaps.
I can't tell you about the future launches, which is not fair on my part to speak about. But I can tell you that we launched two such products very recently. One is in the CVS and the other is in GI. It's too early to comment how the products are doing, but we're very looking at and monitoring it very closely.
Okay, and if you could share the update on the global merger between Pfizer and Wyeth. I mean, in our books, when do we expect something to happen?
Well, the global announcement is likely to take place in the fourth quarter 2009, that is the calendar year.
Okay.
And post that only we can make some comments.
Okay, and so how much cash would you roughly have in the books right now?
Like I said, we have about 500 crores.
Okay, so any plans of deployment of these proceeds?
Well, good questions, and my answer is the same. I've been answering it. We
just okay. So you're keeping it on the sideline, waiting for the right opportunity. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have to be on this side now.
All right. So, but I mean, don't you anticipate that any value buys even now, or?
Well, it's always a market of consolidation, market of opportunities. And we don't comment on our initiatives in this area, but one always keeps on looking for some opportunities.
Okay. So specifically in the pharma division, we've seen about 8 to 9% growth in this quarter. Is it more of a quarterly affair, or you think we'll be back to double-digit growth rate for the next quarter?
The IMS data is concerned, which is quite interesting. On if you take the MAT IMS data, the IPM, that is the industry, has grown about 12.4.
Okay.
And Pfizer has grown at about 13.8.
Okay.
Our growth is higher than the industry, as well as higher than the Indian companies and multinational companies.
All right.
So actually, we are doing pretty well as far as the IMS is concerned. And YTD basis, we are doing pretty well. And
sure.
This quarter, we had about 9% growth.
Yeah.
And the meltdown, and I said that during the meltdown, the pharmaceutical overall growth rate has come down from 14%. It came down that time to 10%. It is slowly inching up now to about 12%.
Sure, okay. All right. And the growth rate momentum in animal healthcare is likely to continue, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and this will be led by Bovical and other products.
Absolutely.
Okay, great, sir. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your questions, sir. We have a next question from Mr. Ranjit Kapadia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, and good set of numbers. I just have two questions. First is pertaining to the merger of Duchem Laboratories. Can you quantify the benefits which are going to be available for Pfizer? And second thing, the margins which are reported 200 basis point improvement year on year, and about 700 basis points on quarter on quarter. So what is the steady state of margin we can expect?
I couldn't get your second question. So the first question is concerned is more of a consolidation which you are planning to do. This Duchem, over the period of time, we are just consolidating now. There's nothing.
Okay. And sir, the second question is pertaining to the margin. In quarter, our margin was 24.3%. Against 22.3% quarter and 17.1% in the previous quarter. So on a quarter-on-quarter, there is about a sharp jump of 700 basis points. On year-on-year basis, it is about 200 basis points. So going further, how the margins are planning to shape up?
The whole of this year, like you said, our margins have been impacted on account of higher vitamin C costs and on account of higher staff costs because of the expansion again.
Yes.
Vitamin C cost comparatively is softening compared to the peak what we used to have. So therefore, from material cost point of view, we should be in a much better position going forward. Our staff costs will continue to be high compared to last year because the expansion happened this year. We'll have an increased staff cost any which way.
And sir, this regarding the third question is regarding the animal healthcare division. Just on 18% growth in year-on-year basis and 29% in the first 9 months. So this is very good growth, and going further, are we planning to introduce some new products in this segment? Or?
Animal health, I'm not too very sure. I don't think there's anything which is lined up.
Okay.
Organic.
And do you think that growth momentum of 28% can be maintained in any animal health care?
I won't be able to comment on what growth, but at least we'll have a strong double-digit growth. I mean, we have been growing around 20-plus percentage over the last few months, so I don't see a reason why we can't be going at that rate.
Okay, thank you very much. All the best.
Ajay, where are you traveling? A lot of noises.
Thank you for your question, sir. We have next question from Mr. Girish from JM Financial. Mr. Girish, please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. Just wanted to ask a question on new launches. You said that you have launched two products recently in the quarter, and previously also you have launched about six products in the last year. How is the field force restructured for these new launches?
Good question. Of course, we looked at our field force, and basically our field force is more structured on a TA basis. We have one large team which caters for mass segment products, then we have team on cardiovascular and metabolism, and another team on hospitals and critical care. Then we have a separate institution team, and we have a Futura which addresses the RX to OTC products. That's how the field is constructed.
Has the number changed significantly? Like I remember, I think the start of the year field force was close to about 1300. What would it be now?
So we could be around about 1600 to 1700.
Yeah. But just, I mean, on a longer term perspective, how is the strategy going to establish the generics portfolio in the domestic market?
Well, on a longer term, it would be a lot of learning for us, and that is why these two products will be trendsetters, and we will get some insight from the market. We are experimenting with few things which I don't want to say it here in terms of how we are launching and how we are promoting this product. But a basic plank is ethical promotion, innovations and quality products. So that's our basic plank for any such products we launch. Our quality would far be the same, supreme from any generic, and it would be having a Pfizer stamp. So that's very, very critical. And we don't want to go through any unethical route of promoting generic products. So we will be promoting this in a very, very ethical manner. So that's going to be basic. So it's quite a learning, and it requires a lot of training of the field force, a lot of change of their mindset in promoting this product. And I've been also going into the field and trying to listen to doctors, take them to KOs, to the people, how this is happening. So a lot of it will depend upon how we really turn around these products, what success rate we get, and how the field force productivity improves over a period of time. We need to get back to that productivity very fast. And if that all happens, then I think we are on a good wicket.
Any risk on the DPCO factor that you kind of foresee?
Well, the risk on DPCO is always there. I mean, you know how what's happening to DPCO. Now the cabinet has formed a GM, a group of ministers who are going to debate and discuss the new drug policy. But the recommendation from the pharmaceutical ministry is to bring 350-odd drugs or 276 drugs under price control. So that is where it stands right now. 354 drugs under price control, all the essential drugs under price control. So they have not moved an inch from what they had recommended earlier.
Just if you could also give me some absolute figures for Corex and Bicusil sales.
Well, I think absolute figures, I can give you the growth if you want, and I can share you the growth. It's about Corex is growing YTD about 10%, and Bicusil is growing about 13%.
So in terms of the percentage contribution from the new products, where do you see it going forward in the next year? I mean, currently probably it stands close to about 4 to 5% of the sales, right?
Right now it is at the same percentage, and the good news is we had launched new products like Bovicol, which has been quite successful. We launched a product called Cyclocapron, which reduces the blood during the operations, and it's doing pretty well. The products like Lyrica is doing extremely well. And then we launched Ecuperil and Trulimax, which is last year, which is on target now. And I think that's quite an interesting thing to see, though we didn't get successes as much as we want in few other products like in Chapex. It's not happened the way we wanted. So that product has a lot of challenges we have on that.